This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, in the next hour, that is the noon o'clock hour, we will have our Shakira ticket giveaway. But right now, I wanted to talk some more about George Pickens. Now, we've been meaning to do this segment all week, but then Mavericks got Cooper Flag and I flipped out and, you know, it got away from us just a little bit.
You did lose your mind about that.
Yes, absolutely. And I let a bunch of kids smash my sunglasses. Well worth it. Is George Pickens getting a clean slate with the organization and the Cowboys fan base? So one of the reasons that I thought about this was, you know, earlier this week, I think it was a tweet, maybe it was an Instagram story, where Pickens was talking about how the front office for the Steelers was the cheapest front office in the world. And then there was articles of people like, see, he's up to his same old nonsense already. And there's already been articles from Steelers players, some names, some not, that were like, hey, we felt like our team would be better off without him. So there is like a lot of baggage that comes along with this player. And so my question for you guys, and we can even throw to Stephen Jones for part of this, is, do you think you get to wipe the slate clean and you're like, hey, that was the other organization, this is us? Or do you think at the first sign of trouble, like let's say he just says some offhand thing about like, well, you know, I really wish we cared more about winning. Do you think that's just going to be like, see, trash, always wrecking teams? Or do you think people are like, whoa, that was surprising to hear him speak out?
Yeah, I mean, let's go to Stephen Jones for sure and get some of his thoughts on, let's go cut nine here.
Okay.
Thoughts on his attitude.
He's an uber competitor, and we had one in Dez Bryant who was the same way. I mean, he just couldn't get enough, and boy, when the lights came on and his cleats hit the turf, he was a different guy, and it feels like George is going to be that way. He certainly sometimes plays with high emotion, and that can, as we all know, when you're playing sports and you're competing and you're playing with a lot of emotion, sometimes you can make a wrong decision here and there, but we had that with Dez, but certainly he knows he wants to continue to get his hands around that, just like Dez worked at it all the time. And we feel like that it's certainly worth what comes with that in terms of what he's doing to continue to get better when he's out there competing week in and week out. And I know, you know, all the homework we did, he's well loved by his teammates. They want him on their team. And we felt the same way about Dez. And we just feel like he's going to bring something here to our organization that we need in terms of an edge and, you know, bringing that energy of competition to the field day in, day out, week in, week out.
Yeah, so that's the line, Kevin, that you constantly refer to. How good are you versus how much you'll deal with? How pretty is she versus how much you'll deal with from her? And that's where they felt. He just said it. We felt like he's good enough for us to say we can work with these and navigate this. And they did deal with Dez. They did go through Dez's outbursts, which were emotional. And they said, you know, we never really got it, but we were always told it's not a distraction. It's competitiveness. And while I think sometimes it can be a distraction because you're having those, but you have outbursts in the middle of things. Hopefully you can stay focused on it. Now, when you ask the question about clean slate, it sounds like they're willing to give him the clean slate.
It does.
However, as you pointed out, the first time something is said or goes wrong, then that's strike two. Not just strike one, that's strike two, because what you did in the NFL was already seen. If you did it somewhere and nobody saw it, then that's probably clean slate for you. But if you do it and people see it, and which they did, they saw it in the NFL already, then it's strike two immediately. So I'm willing to definitely give him as clean of a slate as I can, but I know things that have already happened. You know, the types of when he grabbed Jordan Lewis's face mask and threw him to the ground for whatever, because of the competition. You know, it got too heated for him. I need him and Mike Tomlin said he's going to have to grow up fast.
Yeah.
That line sticks with me, man, whenever a Mike Tomlin says something like that. So I believe that he has to grow up and show and prove through this season that he's willing to be that kind of guy. I still want that competitive fire. I still want that competitive edge that he comes with without being something that causes problems and rifts for the team as they're trying to focus on something bigger.
Now, there's a couple of things with that. For Dez Bryant, I feel like a lot of the fan base really loved him, but there was definitely...
Because he was a beast.
Yeah, but there was definitely a group that would just microscopically analyze every single thing, and so it kind of feels like maybe we're in the same direction with George Pickens. As to what Steven said, and I think I made an audible, when he said that, was his teammates like him. That has kind of proven to not be overwhelmingly the case coming out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
Because
so you have?
Yes, there are multiple people from the Steelers locker room. Now, again, this is going to be a thing where the players are not identified. And I know some people, that really bothers them about unnamed sources. And they're like, hey, put your name with it if you really mean it. But there are multiple Steelers players that said they got fed up with Pickens, quote, antics and quickly got turned off by him for multiple reasons. And some felt it would be counterproductive to keep him around, even with his talent, because he could make the locker room toxic. And so this is from people that were in the Steelers locker room. And so I'm not saying there are not plenty of examples of teammates that you could find for George Pickens. They're like, oh yeah, he's the best. Love that guy. But here's an example right here of people who are on the team. He was just on. We're like, no, we needed to move on with him. And word is, from the organization, not that many people were broken up when he got traded.
I know the media, I heard plenty of people from the Pittsburgh media that were like, he treated us as if we were not even humans. You know, like that's yikes. So I know that the opinions out of the media in Pittsburgh are going to come out in that manner. And that's, I mean, clean slate's another thing too. Doesn't it seem weird that, like, Dak will go into a season and he's like, why are y'all mad? Last year was last year.
Yeah.
No, dude, this is not each year does not present a clean slate.
Yeah.
Fans. Yeah, your 8-year history is built with us. You're actually, unfortunately, carrying the 30-year history of failure that we've had. And that's unfortunate for you.
I agree.
But don't be mad at us because you're failing. And we're not going to give you a clean slate whenever last year you're
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Playoffs, You expected this team to be so good, and then you collapsed in the playoffs, and then you start the season rough. That's where that clean slate doesn't exist for you. So don't just expect that we're going to give you that each season. The successes as you go along and the promise of a good future is what we're looking for.
From the 682, because there are very divisive opinions about this. From the 682, Tigers don't change their stripes. He will be a locker room problem. And then from the 806, I hope being a contract year, he'll be on good behavior.
That's where I land.
Especially since he, because like, I'll admit, when I first heard the trade, I was like, oh no, does he want to get paid too? And so when you heard like, hey, no, I'm going to let the season play out because he thinks he has the talent. And at times he shows it.
This team.
Yeah. At times he shows he has the talent to absolutely be a number one wide receiver. Now, not on a consistent basis, but I think he's like, I think I can show that. I think I can show that I'm not a problem and that I can get paid accordingly. So that is an intriguing philosophy about while he'll be on his good, on his best behavior. But if you think it's intrinsically inside of him, sometimes that's a hard pattern to break.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could tell your, like you can tell yourself, just be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. It doesn't always work.
It comes out on, yes. On that play.
Yes.
I will say the Mavericks with Dirk, didn't they always seem to be like, it doesn't matter who the character is. They all kind of fall into the fold whenever they get here with Dirk for whatever
sure.
reason.
It does not feel like that is the case here.
And that felt like, The Mavericks at the time, Donnie Nelson, was he knew, I can go get a troubled player and put him in this room and he's going to be just fine because we do have the infrastructure. And for whatever reason, Dirk has the leadership in that locker room and they all respect him. And so that was a positive thing. I'm hopeful that as players get brought in, they have that same respect for the leadership in the Cowboys locker room.
Yeah.
But when winning is a key factor to that, and when you're not winning, so that's going to be a big deal. You have to win, and people will continue to be, hey, I'm on this train. I'm happy with it until things go wrong. So I'm hopeful that the leadership that they have in that locker room is able to carry wins and that everybody that could be a potential problem is like, nah, we're good right now.
Because especially on the offensive end of things, obviously, it's Dak. Like, I know there's been a discussion for the last several years and now going into this season about, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah and now it being the Micah show and everything. But for somebody that it seems like everybody respects, he does all kinds of great things in the community. I would love it if the locker room leadership of Dak is one of the reasons that Pickens got in line and was like, now you can just see my talent and none of the other crap that goes along with it.
The I like this from the 903. Hasn't Kyrie been a prime example of players changing? Was he considered toxic?
That's intriguing.
Well, yes, it's intriguing, but wasn't this kind of considered his last chance?
Sure.
Because when he got traded we had that conversation of he got traded here. The Nets didn't want to trade him to LA.
Yeah.
Like that was the one thing, but other teams didn't want to trade for Kyrie. So he lands here and it was, hey man, if you don't do it here, you might not have another chance to prove it anywhere else.
And so that's an interesting, man, I really like that example because, you know, some people will argue is like toxic can mean just misunderstood or, and I'm sure from Kyrie's perspective, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I feel like that. And sometimes people think I'm a certain way and I'm like, I'm not, I just don't think you're totally understanding me. I wonder if Kyrie felt that way. I wonder if George Pickens can come into this situation.
Unwilling to try to understand you.
Yes, exactly. And I wonder if George Pickens, that is a good point, can come into this situation and maybe the Cowboys are more open to understanding who he is as a person. Maybe George Pickens is more open and that's how things fall into place. Or maybe he's just here for 1 year, gets all of the money somewhere else, but balls out along the way. Then are you going to be like, that's fine. Thank you for letting us have a great season, depending on where it ends.
And anybody that says we're not giving him credit for the receiver that he is because of the quarterbacks he played with before.
We talked
extensively about that. And that's where we do have the hope that Dak is a difference maker for him.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know it, but I'm hopeful.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. If you can, Alec, please give me cut number 4 because we talked about the NHL playoffs. I want to go to the NBA playoffs right now.
7 seconds left, 6 seconds left. The Warriors will not foul. That is going to do it. The horn sounds here at Target Center, and the Wolves have captured game 5, 121-110.
I'm glad they didn't foul because there was 7 seconds left and it was an 11-point game. So I'm really glad that that did not happen. All right. Minnesota advances to the Western Conference Finals. They're in the Western Conference Finals in back-to-back seasons for the first time in franchise history.
Wow.
So you go back, and I know he moved on and won a championship with Boston, but you think about how in like really high regard Kevin Garnett is held. He never did this. So if you love Anthony Edwards, or maybe if you don't love him, like this is a pretty big step for him. Now he needs to make the next step or two. But go ahead.
I know you love the Nuggets.
I do.
This is one of the things, though, where I hope, because he already took down Jokic last year.
Yep.
This is where I hope that he gets to square off against the Thunder, and it's Shea versus Anthony Edwards.
I bet the NBA would enjoy that as well.
Absolutely. Two rising stars that they could probably sit on for 3 or 4 years down the road here, maybe even 7. And this is me just kind of being an Anthony Edwards fan, hoping that he overcomes Shea in this
sure.
run. And I don't know how the NBA would want either one of these versus the. I still think it's the Knicks they want them to play. Obviously,
oh, absolutely.
But this is where I'm kind of hoping that the Thunder get this win over the Nuggets so that we can see that young star back and forth.
And I do think it's going to happen. Maybe the Nuggets can pull it off tonight. They are still underdog. But if Jokic plays anywhere near the way he did in Game 5, maybe they can pull it off. But I still would think Oklahoma City would win that series. So Oklahoma City against Minnesota on one side. On the other side, it's going to be the Pacers against, I still think, the Knicks. And they're going back to Madison Square Garden. But that first game without Tatum, holy crap, did they get destroyed. Derek White was unbelievable. Brown was playing fantastically. And they just deconstructed the Knicks. And so I wonder if the Knicks are like, we better win this series in game 6. But you've got no Tatum for the rest of the season, probably for most, if not all, of next season as well. But I still think you'll end up getting Thunder, T-Wolves, Pacers, Knicks as your two conference championships.
Jalen Brown's all, we are not going home.
Okay, I mean, he doesn't quite
We're
sound
not done yet.
Like Dobby, but... You know, or Dobie.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.